Welcome back into the podcast. we're going to start this podcast off with some Riley-isms.
We are looking for sponsors.
Luckily, Emily keeps track of.
Yes.
And so Emily's the real hero, be honest. Oh my God. I read a random one. Okay, so
this is the best.
The first one is, I'm going to start going cinematic with my shots. Okay. I don't know what going cinematic means.
I get it, man. I get it. I love it. We only do cinematic shots here at GM.
Different, yes. Man.
Oh, that's not a chocolate chip. That's a bug.
I ate that bug, too.
Oh.
I picked it up. I'm like, that's not a chocolate. That's a bug.
Okay, so Riley shows up at the studio one day.
Yes.
Yeah. And he says, I've got to grab something so I can work from home and save gas. But he had already driven to the studio.
Yeah.
All right, listen, those Riley-isms were free, but if you'd like to sponsor
them. Can I skip down to one real quick?
Do it. If you want to
slicing my cheeks open.
Okay, guys, look.
If you guys want to order one, please contact me. I'll give you one.
We're just showing you anything is marketable. The marketabilities of the Riley-isms. It's just
you're going to learn today.
Find your niche. You just never know where you could make some money. But it is a good read. I would buy that book, I think, because it would make me chuckle.
Give me another year and I'll have a book written.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, no, I better get some royalties on that sucker.
Yeah, that was good.
Be like
2%. No, 2%. It came out of my mouth.
All right, guys. So this podcast is about marketing. Stop. See, it just keeps going. Okay. So here, look at Rob. Rob is in the house now.
Hi, Rob.
He's going to come on in and school us a little bit. But we are here to talk a little bit about marketing and development and making your business better. And we think a great way to do that is through the art of collaboration.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Because you can't really do everything on your own.
You can't. No. And the sooner you learn that, the better off you'll be.
Yeah. And the more sleep you'll probably get.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I tell you, I've seen people in business doing the same thing the same way for 15 years, and I always call it chasing their tail because nothing is changing. I mean, they're surviving. They're making some money. They're exhausted, worn out, no advancement. And then I've seen those who said, let's collaborate. Let's bring people in together. There are a lot of slices in this pie. Let's share it, and the pie will get bigger. And that, to me, is defined as real growth.
Yeah, because going back to doing it by yourself. So last night, and I'm not going to say his name, but
said person.
Yeah, this person. We have like a church small group that we meet on Wednesday nights. Anyways, he felt compelled to really share his testimony, and he had run this restaurant for like 10 years.
Is it? No, I'm kidding. I wasn't going to say it out loud.
He had run this restaurant for like 10 years, and it was a really awesome restaurant in Marion for the longest time.
Yeah.
But he was basically doing everything.
Oh.
He would hire a couple people to like help with small stuff, but he was there 75, 80 hours a week.
I know who it is.
On like minimum.
Wow.
And eventually, he had worked himself into so much stress, into so much, no sleep and everything that he lost his vision.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because he had ruptured something in his eye, and then it like started covering all over his eyes, and then he lost. He started to have kidney failure.
Wow!
Because he was just not. He just couldn't keep up with it all.
They say stress will kill you.
Yeah, exactly. And he even said last night, he's like, I never really asked for help.
No,
he's just doing it by himself. It was just him and his wife doing it by themselves.
Wow.
Yeah. And so if you don't want to end up like that, which by the way, he fully recovered and he's totally fine now, but he's not working there. He sold this restaurant,
so maybe I don't know who it is.
No, you don't.
Okay.
But yeah, like that, I know that's kind of a sour note, but like people need to hear that because there is this hustle culture that's happening right now.
Right.
And it, in my opinion, it's really not that healthy.
No.
Like I get that you should work hard. Working hard is a non-negotiable.
Right.
But doing the 16 hours every day,
no,
you're gonna be have gray hair and some type of health problem when you're 30,
or just be very unhappy.
That too. Yeah,
I went through that myself, and there's one word that will cure all of that: balance. that balance word is so, you want to give it everything you have. I mean, I don't care, have a job, have a side hustle, but you know, those, that amount of time, and they say you spend 75% of your life at work, right?
Yeah.
But it's imperative that you take that 25 towards relationships and, you know, being a better husband, being a better wife, being a better mate, being a better friend, because without that balance, man, you lose your vision in more ways than one.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, because it's like you kind of forget why you even started.
Correct.
And then you're just in the middle of it, and you're like, wait, why am I doing this?
But that's, you know, it's another reason to point to a service like ours, okay? And I'm not saying that selfishly. You can't do it all. And we tell people, we can't do it all. That's why we have a team, you know, many teams, actually, to take care of social media and digital media.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's going to benefit you. It's going to bring people in your doors, but you cannot be the one to post, to greet them at the door, to serve them and hope that they come back. It's just, it's too much and it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that you said it's not selfish, because it's really not, because it's like you can start your business, and if it is going well, and you need help.
You do need help.
Like, and you need help in ways of like, you shouldn't have to worry about certain things when maybe it's social media marketing, maybe it's shooting a commercial, or, you know, finances or whatever it is. But like, you shouldn't worry about those things, because you were the one who had originally had that vision for the company.
That's right.
And so it's like, once you start doing all those little things that you shouldn't be doing, you start to lose the vision.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you're really not putting your energy where you should have it. And that's, you know, if it's your business, if it's your baby, meet your customer, you know, do special things for them, come up with some cool rewards or extra value for them, but just have your marketing and all that on autopilot, because you do trust somebody like us. It's happening and we're bringing them to you, but you know, what you do with them when they're there is on you. So
social media is such a beast anymore. It will absolutely make or break a business.
Yeah.
Absolutely make or break a business.
Because there's so many big platforms now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just one.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like there's still value in, you know, commercials and all this, but how often do you look at your phone in a day?
Right.
You know, just seeing a business's name pop up is just keeping that name fresh in your mind.
Right.
I think a lot of people are afraid of it, just because obviously it's new, but like most people who have restaurants or businesses, they're older people, right?
Maybe so.
Just depends.
Yeah.
And even if it's a marketing team, even if it's a social team, whatever, they need to take that leap of in collaborating with with them, because like they don't know it, they don't know the value of it, but like we do, and it's kind of, it might be difficult to explain it, but like once we show them the numbers, be like, hey, you just got 10,000 views on this, whatever.
I think what people are afraid of are reviews, bad reviews. But I've always told people, you know, if it is a restaurant, for instance, if you get a bad review, you answer it immediately and say, I wish you would have brought that to our attention so we could have handled it right then, or, you know, and again, you don't have time to do that. But if you have someone monitoring that and taking care of that for you, man, it's everything.
It really could be a lifesaver.
Yeah.
It really could.
A business saver, for sure.
If you don't see that review pop up, like if you don't have somebody monitoring that that sits up there, and then all of a sudden you're like, why am I getting less customers all of a sudden?
Right.
Yeah.
Because people read those things.
It's because you never addressed it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you have to do that. And we have had clients in the past, delete it. No, you cannot delete it. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've hidden some things, but we hid some things that we thought were false. Like it was a disgruntled employee or somebody like that. But it is a full-time job. And again, a collaboration is key. Whether you're starting an organization, you want to do an event, you're running a business, man, it's so much better when you're working with people, when you have a group.
Yeah. You know? And you're all on the same page too.
It helps.
Oh, we're gonna grow, take this client to the next level.
Yeah.
Because we're all like minded, thinking the same way, knowing the same edits, doing the same shots. But it's also great to step out of what you're doing and go collab with somebody else
And now we have the book of Rileyisms. We can all be like-minded.
Man, you got me off topic. I was going somewhere
good. You were going good. I felt it, buddy.
I felt it.
Okay.
And now going. I completely lost it. Oh, okay.
We're like-minded.
Like-minded. And also, like, if I'm a video editor full-time.
Right.
And Lucas is an audio and engineer full-time.
Right.
I could probably profit some value from him. Be like,
definitely.
I could sit there and listen to his whatever mixes and be like, okay, cool. I'm going to put maybe that sound in my video or whatever.
Yeah.
Just collabing with different people shouldn't matter.
That's perfect.
Shouldn't matter.
I love that. Because I don't want to sit and listen to all the tracks, and I don't want to create the track, but you do. That's what you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. Nobody has just, you know, one, like, right way to do anything. So why not take advantage of everybody's opinions that you can get that are, you know, valuable? It's like, I love having, you know, Lucas to go to if I have an audio question. That's so incredible. It's
very, very valuable.
You
know,
or like you, Riley.
I don't charge enough.
You don't charge enough.
Free consultations.
Right. But it's like, Riley, you kill it at, like, you know, the quick, like, trendy, like, video edits. Like, it's so valuable just to be able to just go and get your opinion, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
And possibly get a quote.
That's true, yeah.
A quote, or do you want to trade? Because I think
we like the art of the trade.
Crying out loud.
The art of the trade. I like
that. Do you have any headshots? Do you need headshots?
You know, within our organization just yesterday, we've talked about doing, because sometimes we look at the big picture. We're like, okay, we're doing corporate productions. We're doing this. And we had an idea, because Emily was already doing it very successfully, of the pet portraits, right? People love their pets, and they will spend a lot of money to photograph the animal, and you killed it. And I'm like, well, we should open that up, you know, open up the studio. Well, you know, you get busy and you're doing different things. And I'll be darned, somebody on the team yesterday or whatever, they text, and I didn't even respond. They're like, hey, I had a great idea. Okay, what is it? Family portraits. We'll just line people up out of the studio and just do family portraits. Look at the look on his face.
No.
I do think it would be lucrative, but man, just trying to do something like that frightened.
The reason why I say no is because every parent is picky.
Right.
Every parent gets pissed.
And it's hard.
Every parent has kids. And I'm not going to sit there for a Saturday with a pissed off parent and a pissed off kid. I'm not doing it.
You just generalized everybody. Just generalized
every family in America. I love
you. God bless you. Have a good weekend. I'll see you later.
Let me go ahead and continue with the generalization. Dogs listen better than kids.
Back to the pet portrait idea. If you're interested.
Oh, man.
Growing media marketing.
It's not a bad idea, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's a lot. Whatever.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Riley.
Oh, okay, cool.
What do gosh, here we go.
What if they identified as a squirrel? Would you take their picture then?
No. And be like, okay, if you're a squirrel, I'm a tree.
So they can climb all over you.
See, I don't even know if we should get out right there.
Whatever you want to take it to. We're collaborating as one.
Yeah, guys, it's Marketability's podcast. I know it feels like a Friday, like you're watching or listening to people who have been, you know. So I'm like, I don't know.
Just, no.
Wait, have you not?
We're just tired.
Not yet.
We're kind of tired. We need to find balance, and I need to go home and sleep, probably.
Me too.
Yeah?
Just a little bit.
Anything else? Like, give us something essential. Better than a squirrel in a tree. What else you got?
I don't know.
I'm nuts.
All right, listen, if you want to start your own business.
I used my best quote.
Okay, I'm going to say it again.
Well, pull one from my book really fast.
My book.
Should we?
The ego's coming out.
I think technically it's my book.
Who said it?
Who wrote it?
Who wrote the Bible?
She's citing you. She's citing you.
Exactly.
Paul.
Who rewrote it? Oh, man.
Here, I'll let you pick, because there's some good ones. There are some
really good ones.
All right, everybody. Hold on to your pants. Oh, you have Ashley-isms?
I do have Ashley-isms.
Ashley-isms pretty good, too.
Oh, the bottom one's
the
my
bottom
favorite.
One is that the one? Okay. Share an Ashley-ism.
Okay, Ashley-ism. Hold on, I want to read it first. Oh, about the Tesla?
Yeah.
I just wanted to press a button after opening Riley's Tesla in the middle of traffic.
I about freaked out. I was like, close that sucker, man. Wait,
what's your left name and how does your big toe function?
How did that happen?
How does that happen?
I know she's been working with someone, not of this team, but I know she's had to work with someone particularly difficult. So I gave her a question that she could ask in order to maybe get that relationship to a different level. Okay. And she said that she would not be able to speak it as well as I did in the moment.
I feel like I'm in a different universe.
I don't know. Like, that was so, like,
that was so coded. Like, yeah. I have no chance.
I
have
no idea. I felt I need the password. I don't speak female.
I need the and I do, and I need the password. I need the password. I don't. I'm not in yet. I'm not in. Okay, maybe for another time. We can't call names apparently. So
I just have a future in politics, guys. That's all that is.
Okay, well, so, future in politics. All right. Hey, speaking of which, if you are running for an office or you're interested in political game or gain. We've done a lot of those, but we keep those under wraps because we never claim a certain party or whatever. We'll do your promotional work. We'll make you famous. We'll get you elected. Whatever. I mean,
we don't lean one way or the other.
We don't, We don't. We don't really discuss that. So, all right, that's what people like about us, and the Rileyisms, of course, and now the Ashleyisms, and and then we have Emily's like coded language that nobody can break,
saying everything and nothing all in one sentence.
Okay, that was good. That was I think we get out of that.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, guys.
That's how your marketing should be.
That's it.
Saying everything and nothing all in one
sentence. Perfect. All right, we'll see you next time.